The sixth question. On the one hand, you are giving ultimate freedom to do whatsoever you want to do, and on the other hand, you are giving responsibility. With responsibility, I cannot use the word freedom as I want. Hence, I have to wait for the right meaning of freedom. The moment I get it with responsibility. Bhagwan, when I understand, I feel thank you. Otherwise, I would like to use, and I have already used it as a license. It is one of the perennial questions of humanity. The question of freedom and responsibility. If you are free, you interpret it as if now there is no responsibility. Just 100 years before, Friedrich Nietzsche declared, God is dead and man is free. And the next sentence he wrote is, now you can do whatsoever you want to do. There is no responsibility. God is dead. Man is free and there is no responsibility. There he was absolutely wrong. When there is no God, there is tremendous responsibility on your shoulders. If there is a God, he can share your responsibility. You can throw your responsibility on him. You can say, it is you who has made the world. It is you who have made me in this way. It is you, finally, ultimately responsible, not me. How I can be ultimately responsible? I am just a creature and you are the creator. Why in the beginning you have put seeds of corruption in me and seeds of sin in me? You are responsible. I am free. In fact, if there is no God, then man is absolutely responsible for his acts, because there is no way to throw responsibility on anybody else. When I say to you that you are free, I mean that you are responsible. You cannot throw responsibility on anybody else. You are alone. And whatsoever you do, it is your doing. You cannot say that somebody else forced me to do it. Because you are free, nobody can force you. Because you are free, it is your decision to do something or not to do something. With freedom comes responsibility. Freedom is responsibility. But the mind is very cunning. The mind interprets in its own way. It always goes on listening that which it wants to listen. It goes on interpreting things in his own way. The mind never tries to understand what really is the truth. That decision it has taken already. I have heard, I am a respectable man, doctor, but lately life has become intolerable because of my feelings of guilt and self-recrimination. The patient gulped miserably before continuing. You see, I have recently fallen victim to an uncontrollable urge to pinch and fondle girls in the underground. Really me, tutted the psychiatrist consolingly, we must certainly help you to rid yourself of this unfortunate urge. I can quite see how distressing. The patient broke in anxiously, it is not so much the urge I wanted you to get rid of for me, doctor, it is the guilt. People go on talking about freedom, but exactly they don't want freedom, they want irresponsibility. They ask for freedom, But deep down unconsciously they asked for irresponsibility, license. Freedom is maturity. License is very childish. Freedom is possible only when you are very integrated, that you can take the responsibility of being free. The world is not free because people are not mature. Revolutionaries have been doing many things down the centuries, but everything fails. Utopians have been continuously thinking and how to make man free, but nobody bothers, because man cannot be free unless he is integrated. Only a Buddha can be free. A Mahavira can be free. A Christ, a Mahavira are not aware. Then the state is needed, the government is needed, the police is needed, the court is needed. Then freedom has to be cut from everywhere. Then freedom exists only in the name. In fact, it doesn't exist. How freedom can exist when governments exist? It is impossible. But what to do? If government disappears, there will be simply anarchy. Freedom will not come in if governments disappear. There will be simply anarchy. It will be a worse state than it is now. It will be sheer madness. The police is needed because you are not alert. Otherwise, what is the point of having a policeman standing on the crossroads? If people are alert, the policeman can be removed, will have to be removed, because it's unnecessary. But people are not conscious. So when I say freedom, I mean be responsible. The more responsible you become, the more free you become. Or the more free you become, the more responsibility comes on you. Then you have to be very alert what you are doing, what you are saying, even about your small unconscious gestures. You have to be very alert, because there is nobody else to control you. It is only you. When I say to you that you are free, I mean that you are a god. It is not license. It is tremendous discipline.